Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining in the building with you. D, she, yeah, y'all know yesterday was a birthday. Y'all know what the next day is after your birthday. Sometimes it's the worst day. But not today for us, KC. Look, I got a chance for you to come pick a gift under our Christmas tree. In the 7 o'clock hour, you'll hear that jam. When you hear it back, be calling 25 and you'll get a chance to get under the tree. Simple. We got your TMG on the way. Diddy and Puffy, that's the same person. Diddy and 50 Cent, they still beefing. I don't think that's going to end no time soon. Also, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, but it is motivate. It is Throwback Thursday right here on Hustle and Shine. I'm feeling this one right here. Let's go. 1994 right here on Hustle and Shine. Hot with the 3J.
Here we go as the tune starts to loop with the fat back track. One, two, three, if this is OG, the breaks with the move your radiators. The ghetto jam is about to slam with some notes from the diggity. As I keep with Trini going home with your reminiscence.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
What thoughts are bouncing around in your head today? What are those thoughts leading you to do? Many aspects of your experience are beyond your control, yet your thoughts are yours to direct precisely as you choose. Those thoughts filter and interpret everything that happens. They serve as precursors for all the actions you take and the words you speak. As such, your thoughts play a big role in the flavor of your perceptions and in the quality of your results. Those thoughts and you deserve your best intentions and your careful guidance. What are you thinking now? What will you be thinking a couple hours from now? Where will those thoughts get you? What real and lasting goodness will they help bring to your life? Think about what you think and take positive, intentional, purposeful control of it. Arrange your thoughts so they improve the value of all you experience and all you do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624 today, look for highs in the mid-50s, cloudy and 35 currently in Raytown. Director Ryan Coogler takes a second to thank and appreciate his wife for the work she's done on his recent movie release.
2003. I saw a young girl kicking everybody's ass on the track. I didn't get her number that day. I built up my courage and got it at the next track meet. She changed my life. She made me a better football player, winning, better student, better person. And she made me a better filmmaker. And when we figured out that that's what we was going to do, she was there on every set, always in the background, never giving credit. And on this movie, she was my boss. And it was awesome. I think she's the biggest reason why this movie's so good. Sissy, thank you. I love you.
I love that, man. Always take a second. First off, husbands, thank your wives all the time for what they do, what they attribute to your life. And just period, like if you got somebody who you know who's been impactful to you or they mean something to you, always take time to give somebody their flowers and tell them what they mean to you. Michael B. Jordan had a conversation with David Letterman, and he's talking about his future and does it include kids?
I want children. I want kids one day. But I figured I gotta start off with like plants and dogs to see if I can like.
Plants, dogs, humans.
Humans, that is. You know what I'm saying? If I can take care of a plant, I should be able to get a dog.
Yeah, if take care
the
of
dog's
the dog.
Cool, then you know I have a shot.
You will love it.
And I'll be wondering what took me so long, right?
That's a great suggestion. Especially like for me, I had to warm up to, you know, other things. My wife came with the dog. So like I'm already in training for what it's like to have a baby. But like Michael B. Jordan, I can't wait for that day to come. So you ain't alone, dog.
You're not my dad.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Elena Page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
More than a year has passed since former Kansas City, Kansas detective Roger Golubsky died by suicide. His alleged victims say their fight for justice continues. Several women gathered Tuesday morning at KCK City Hall to share their stories and demand accountability from incoming Wyandotte leaders.
It was just like this flat, unfinished business.
The darkness can't continue to prevail.
No justice, no peace.
Expose what is hidden, God.
I'm gonna continue to stand out here. I don't see no justice.
The statute of limitations ran out on me, but how does the statute of limitations run out on justice?
It hurts, but I try to be strong.
If you know this story, you know how disgusting these alleged crimes are. And just praying for all of those victims, alleged victims. And those were the voices that were heard from a candlelight demonstration that took place exactly 1 year and 1 week after Golubsky's death on December 1st, 2024. And that was scheduled to be the first day of his trial in federal court. So you put one and one together. He faced federal charges for deprivation of civil rights and involvement in a sex trafficking ring, Golubsky, that is. And he has been accused by victims, most of whom were poor black women, of abuse and sex crimes for decades in Wyandotte County. So to those victims, alleged victims, your thoughts and prayers, we got plenty of them for you. We are thinking about you right here at Hot 103 Jams.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So, look, it's been a lot of talk about this stadium stuff, and it don't look like it's going to come to an end no time soon, y'all. I'm sorry. A national affiliate of the local Jewish Community Center said it is deeply concerned about a potential new Royal Stadium in Overland Park, Kansas.
The cost for the Jewish Community Center to move would be north of eight figures. They, at 5 o'clock on a game night, they're gonna have to fight traffic to come pick up their child after work. How are they gonna do that? How are we gonna control and let them go get their child and pick their child up?
So the JCC Association of North America, they sent a letter to Governor Laura Kelly and the Lieutenant Governor David Tolan as well, expressing his concerns. The National Association said it has operated at its current location for nearly 40 years and has invested tens of millions of dollars toward improving and expanding its facilities over the past two decades. So the association also added that the consequences of this project will be devastating and would threaten to destabilize the local JCC. They're not the only organization speaking out, y'all. T-Mobile says it will leave its Hesperia campus location in Overland Park if the Kansas City Royals build a stadium in that area. So this statement was released Tuesday, and they said its campus near 119th and Nall Avenue supports more than 3,500 employees and does not have room for both a professional baseball stadium and its workforce. So T-Mobile's lease runs through mid-2029, but said its request for an extension was denied. And yeah, the Royals lease ends in, was that 2031, I believe, or 2030? I think it's 2031. So, oh, Lord. It's so much to sort out. I think Mayor Lucas is smiling at that news, though, because I just don't see the Royals doing that. The threat was there, I believe it was, but I think when it comes down to it, you know, the neighborhood gonna always have they say. So as the stadium saga continues, are we going into year three of this? It's been a long time, man.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time. Today, look for highs in the mid-50s. Currently, you are cloudy at 35 in Grandview. So, Tammy Rivera, the ex of Waka Flocka Flame, she recently spoke on her previous relationship with Waka Flocka Flame and their relationship.
He told her one day, oh, you look at you trying to dress like a thought like your mom. Keep dressing like that. Someone gonna touch you like they touched your mom when she was younger. And it might be you, Waka. And my daughter was devastated.
What? Was the final straw for you just like the cheating thing?
The marriage was so strained from past stuff. You know, like you have to heal. I wasn't healed. So I chose to stay and the outcome of me staying changed me. So now when he's changed for the better, I'm... I forgave, but I didn't realize that I was still resenting him for things.
So many red flags. So much work to do. We all got a lot of work, but fellas, look, man, the ladies have a red flag limit with us. It's only so much of them they can take sometimes. Everybody ain't for everybody, huh? Moving on, more serious news in an interview shared. Michael Archer the second revealed that he was unaware of his father, D'Angelo's, battle with pancreatic cancer at the time of his passing.
I knew he was in the hospital, but I didn't really know how bad it was, you know what I'm saying?
Did you know he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
No, but I kind of put two and two together.
How so?
You know, he called me on FaceTime and I seen him.
You saw him?
And, you know, I seen what I saw and I started calling my uncles, like, man, what's going on? What's going on? And they, you know, he had kind of told everybody, don't tell me. You know, he's like, you going through enough. But yeah, I ended up getting that call, man. You know, both my uncles called me at the same time.
Oh, man. Touchy subject, man. I just want to encourage everybody to share whatever. If it's something like that, you got to share it with somebody. At least the people who you know love you and who you know is going to have your back. Unconditionally. So especially during this time of year, man, I know grief is heavy on a lot of people. And so just make sure you keep everybody in the loop on your health and what you're going through always.
Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
There is something that's changing that's could shock everybody, or not shock, that could impact everybody is what I should say. More than 1 million social media accounts held by users under 16 are set to be deactivated in Australia in a divisive world first ban that has inflamed a culture war and is being closely watched in the United States and elsewhere. So social media companies will have to take reasonable steps to ensure that under 16 year olds in Australia cannot set up accounts on their platforms and that existing accounts are deactivated or removed. So Australian officials say that the landmark ban, which lawmakers swiftly approved late last year, is meant to protect children from addictive social media platforms that experts say can be disastrous for their mental health. And we seen it. We're experiencing it right now with our youth. We see it every day. I need to think about this a little bit more. But just off what you just heard, what is your instantaneous reaction to that? Are you for or against banning social media for kids under the age of 16?
I'm all for banning social media sites for kids under 16. And my reason is because my son just turned 15 on the 7th of December and he's autistic. And, you know, I'm afraid of the dangers that's out there on social media, the predators and all type of stuff. So I'm all for banning it. Mm-hmm. Thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Keisha, and I'm out in the Kansas City area. I'm listening to Hot 103 right now.
Oh, Keisha, we love and appreciate you, man, and we praying for your son.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, One West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
Shout out to everybody that's cruising down Overland Park right now. Hopefully you ain't going too fast, because if you are, it could be some repercussions behind that. As Overland Park city leaders, they are taking action following several fatal pedestrian crashes this year. Now, back in October, unfortunately, a 10-year-old Leeway boy was struck and killed while riding an e-scooter. So now Overland Park, they are installing dozens of speed signs to slow drivers down. So, I look, we all in a rush to go get somewhere. And we are pressed for time because we got a lot going on. But y'all, when we in these streets, especially in the residential areas, not only in Overland Park, but in Kansas City, and this is why the Kansas City streets are kind of changing up. We got to be aware of these pedestrians, especially our kids and children, and all over this region in Kansas City. It's been way too many pedestrian crashes and too many kids being hit on the streets. So y'all just chill out, slow down, and take your time wherever you're going, man.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Currently, that sun poking out a little bit. Partly sunny in 35 in Raytown. So 50 Cent continues his assault on Puffy with this documentary. And during an interview with Sherry Shepherd, he revealed that he did not include all of the footage and information obtained about Puffy.
Well, everything couldn't make the... It was 4 episodes.
Right.
So it was a lot. You had to pick and choose things. Like, even in like an area where he chooses to date people who he knows previously dated someone. He has a baby by a woman that was dating Tupac.
Wow.
To add to it, but we had to cut it down. So
for time. So are you coming out? I know next year is going to be a number 2. Season 2?
I just put it on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube.
That's an evil, evil dude right there, boy. He's staying some beef. He's in 2 beefs simultaneously right now, not only with Puffy, but with Marlon Wayans too. But yeah, that's another story for another day. So shout out to Beyonce as she's going to return to the Met Gala, as she's going to be on the board, I guess. First time in 10 years that she will celebrate Met's Spring Costume Institute exhibition, Costume Art, and it'll be co-chaired not only by Beyonce, but Nicole Kidman, Venus Williams, and Anna Wintour as well. So get your tickets to the Met
Joe
Gala.
Joe Biden is asleep. Kamala,
so you can
is at a dance party.
Party with
Beyonce.
Come on.
Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce.
Met Gala, come on.
Beyonce. Yeah. Dance party with Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce.
You better twerk it in your car.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Come on, come on.
Beyonce. Yeah. Yeah. Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beyonce.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Sagittarius season. It's time to wish those optimistic, amusing, and trustworthy Sagittarius some happy birthdays.
Put your hand up.
Happy 51st birthday to legendary wrestler Rey Mysterio Jr. Happy 71st birthday to the Jackson brother who I dislike the most, Jermaine Jackson. Turncoat. Happy 52nd birthday to rapper Mos Def. Happy 58th birthday to actress and comedian Monique. Happy 64th birthday to music producer, DJ, and member of NWA, DJ Yella. And happy 32nd birthday to TV actress Nesta Cooper. Now let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nasser Quandil, Bilal Haziz, and David Wigglesworth. Happy birthday, Jerome Foster, Chuck Fly Guy, and Brittany Walker. Sending birthday love to Ashley Barbie, Sadie Davis, and everybody else born on December 11th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.